Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are. Here we go.
Classic opening. Y'all know how we get down. I just want to say that tonight is going to be actually a brief show for two reasons. One, I'm not feeling too good. And two, the Cleveland game is on. So I just, when I was scheduling my shows, y'all know, for all my loyal listeners that are out there, Brown Sugar Radio is, you know, my baby. I love it. But basketball, that's my thing now, okay? And many of you know I'm a Phoenix Suns fan. Yes, I am. I'm Phoenix from the AZ. And Phoenix is out. So now I got to root for someone else. Why not Cleveland, right? Anyway, what's going on? I see you in there, Real, relationship coach. Thank you for joining me tonight. This is going to be a short but sweet show. And I did this show because I got an email from a mother, and she's a young mother, and she actually had a question in regards to how do you keep yourself looking good when you're busy with a baby and just all these kind of things. So I am going to actually take a quick break because I have. I'm going to take a quick commercial break real quick. Y'all bear with me for one moment, and I'll be right back, okay? Thank you. Okay, thank you. Thank you, thank you. I am back. Sorry for the interruption. I had a brief situation I had to take care of. But I am back, and I want to say thank you for holding tight. I see you. Is it Yanika Molden? Thank you for joining us tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. And the subject tonight, now I can get back on track. Boy, I tell you, it never fails when you go live, huh? Something always comes up. But thank God for music, right, to keep us holding tight. All right, so I'm back in action. And basically what the question was, because I have listeners that write me, and I appreciate your emails. For those of you who want to continue to send emails for questions or comments, you can email me at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. All right, and you know that's sugar, S-U-G-A. But the question was, she says she's a young mother, and she wants to know, you know, like tips on how to stay you know, beautiful, how to keep herself looking good with a busy schedule. You know, now I know it's hard with a infant, and that is very challenging, especially if you're a new mom. Your life totally changes, and you have to readjust. But one of the points that I wanted to make to this young lady is that as your children get older, by all means, it gets easier in some ways, but yet it gets harder in other areas, you know. So I would just say, you know, you have to put yourself first. For those of you who joined the show last week, that was a question that was asked to Jada Pinkett, and I had actually played a snippet of that interview clip. And she was asked, you know, how do you balance it all? How do you put, you know, wife and mother and producer and actress, and, you know, she also has a music band. How do you put all that together? And she says, I put me first, because, you know, if you don't put yourself first, then you will be exhausted and you will not be able to have a rewarding life, an enriched life that you deserve, because you're so busy pouring and giving to so many other people that you don't have that opportunity to pour back into yourself. All right, and then you actually end up stressed out and overworked and many other things. But the question that this particular listener had asked me was that she says, how do you find the time, you know, to continue to look good? She said she's lucky if she even gets a shower. How does she pull it off, all right? Well, the first thing that I want to mention, and I don't know if, you know, when you guys email me, please tell me if you don't mind sharing your name. You don't have to tell your legal name, but, you know, we all have chat board names and radio names, nicknames, whatever. If you don't mind me disclosing that on the air, I will give you a shout-out, okay? But because they have not given me permission to do that, it was just a question for a show, I will not tell this reader's name, all right? The first thing that I would recommend, though, is that you develop a schedule. You know, get a schedule together to where you feel that, okay, You know, when the baby naps at certain times, you know, you probably need to rest. Another thing I wanted to ask this listener, how old is your baby? You know, first and foremost, because if you have a teeny tiny baby, they should be sleeping quite a bit, although they are very demanding. But you have to put together, you know, a routine, you know, where you have that time to meditate, to pray, whatever may be the case that you need in order to invest back into yourself, all right? I would say that's the first sign of beauty, is inner beauty, okay? Making sure that you are happy internally is one of my greatest challenges as a mother. Many of you know that I do have children, and I'm a single parent, and I pull it together by the grace of God, because every morning I wake up and I pray. I put God first, and I ask him to lead and to guide me and to help me to, you know, be the mother I need to be, you know, in order to be the employee I need to be on my job, in order to guide me with my radio show. Those are the things that I do first, okay, is that I, you know, have my time first before I wake the kids up, before breakfast, all that. You have to make sure mentally that you are together, you know. Then at that moment, what you want to do, so your mornings aren't so hectic. I learned a long time ago is how you wake up in the morning, how you start your day is pretty much how the rest of your day is going to play out, okay? So you know how you know that old saying people sometimes say, you know, did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed this morning? That's true. And you have to wake up and you have to say, no one is going to ruin my day without my permission. No one can ruin your day without your permission. And that's just what it is. Hey, Real Talk, Real Women, I see you there in my chat room. Welcome. Thank you for joining me tonight. I'm doing a brief segment on how to look good with a busy schedule. A young mother wrote me and just was inquiring on how do you make time to look good. You know, when you're a mother, and she didn't go into details and say if, you know, she did not go into details and say if she was a single parent or not. But one thing I just want to say is that time management is a must. It is an absolute must. Now, putting yourself first, all right, that was the first thing that I had mentioned. Now, the next thing that I wanted to say is that you have to make things easy for yourself, you know, such as maybe hanging your clothes out, picking your outfits out the week before, you know, just making sure that, you know, you be proactive instead of reactive. That's one thing that I found when I, actually for my kids, what I did, I have organizers. And what I do is Monday through Friday. Yes, I know y'all going to say, dang, sugar, you are just tripping. You are anal. But it works for me. Organization is the key. They pick out their clothes a week in advance as well as I do, all right, so that I'm not rushing and hectic. And I pick out outfits, things that make me feel good about myself. But, you know, next to organization and making sure that you have your clothes already picked out, make sure when you pick out clothes that make you feel good. I want to say the third most important thing about feeling beautiful is your attitude and the confidence that you radiate from within, okay? When you have confidence, you know, it's amazing how some women, they can fall in love with a man, okay? And to you, he may not be fine at all. You're going to be like, golly, what is it about this man that they see in him? Because he is not all that cute or all that fine. But if he has the confidence, you know, and not cocky, but the confidence that, you know, uplifts you and it builds you up as a woman and it makes you feel that much more special. That's the kind of confidence that I'm talking about, okay? But it's important to make sure you're organized in the morning. You know, since we're talking about busy schedules, take the time to pick out your – and I know you may have a small baby right now, but I'm telling you, it helps. Get those clothes and organizers, okay? Pick them out. Oh, okay. Unica Molden, is that how you say your name? I hope I'm not saying it improperly. Great suggestion. She puts in the chat room, pick them out, iron them, put book bags by the door after the homework is done, and the morning will run smoothly. All right, organization is the key. Thank you. I appreciate that. That is an excellent point. Now, like I said, all right, you know, just taking the time to getting yourself together, your kids together. Let the curling iron heat up in the morning, okay? If you like to rather flat iron your hair or use big, huge baby doll curls while you're making a cup of coffee in the morning. One thing that I am excellent at is multitasking. I had to become a multitasker when I became a single parent, and I had to realize that I'm the mama, the daddy, the doctor, the nurse, you know, the prayer warrior, all that for my kids. I had to learn how to juggle all that real quick, all right, or else you will go crazy. So I had to make sure that, you know, when my kids are up in the morning, you know, okay, while they're brushing their teeth, you know, breakfast, getting breakfast together for them, you know, then at the same time, all right, making sure their backpacks are, you know, are packed and just making sure that you are running basically a system is what you have to run a real tight system. The more kids you have, the more challenging it certainly can be. But, you know, if you're doing these things while the curling iron's heating up, you know, and you got your coffee going and, you know, then at that moment you flat iron your hair, you know, get the kids' breakfast going. Sometimes you can even do simple things like maybe a piece of toast, a boiled egg. It doesn't have to be nothing real deep, all right? But as far as now your personal taste in fashion and clothes, like I said, you have to do you personally. You know, whether you like to wear, one thing I found about mothers after they have children is that they feel that they are not attractive anymore after they've had the baby, you know, possibly because of the fact that, you know, you've gained weight in certain areas. But learn how to dress your body, you know, learn your body shape. If you have a pear-shaped body, or do you have an hourglass-shaped body? If you do after having a baby, then God bless you, okay? But learn your body shape. Learn what type of clothing coordinates your shape that you have, all right? Another thing is she was saying she barely had time to shower, okay? You know, I would say shower in the evening. You know, shower in the evenings after you put the baby to sleep, or take a bath. Use that time to soak, relax, get you some Calgon, honey, light you some candles. Do you, you know, make sure that you have that opportunity to relax and unwind. And you know, if the showers are too much in the morning and the baby's crying and all that, then, like I said, in the evenings, that's how I would answer that particular question. Now, another thing for beauty tips, you don't have to go real deep with makeup, all right? That's one issue. A lot of women say, you know, I don't even have time barely for my makeup any longer, all right? Have a 3-minute makeup routine. You know, let's face it, everyone looks better with just a little bit of makeup.